Between October and December, the olives are harvested and processed. In fact, in this period, at the right degree of ripeness, the quantity and quality of the oil inside them reach the optimal level. What man has always tried to do is therefore to find the best method to be able to extract as much oil as possible, contained in microcells mainly inside the olive pulp. Since Roman times and for many centuries afterwards, the so-called traditional or phased method has been used, which you can follow here thanks to the reconstruction of an ancient oil mill from the mid-1700s. The olives were crushed thanks to the use of heavy stone wheels, turned by mills or animals. The paste thus obtained was then spread on jute discs, or more recently in synthetic fibres, called fiscali, which were then stacked under a press. Thanks to the pressure, it was possible to extract the liquid parts, oil and water, from the solid parts, which remained trapped in the fiscali. By letting these liquids decant or centrifuging, it was finally possible to separate the lighter oil from the water. However, this method has its flaws and in fact in recent decades has been replaced by modern mills called continuous cycle, such as the one currently in use at Turri and which we will see later in our journey. First of all, the oxygen that comes into contact with the product at various stages can ruin its quality, as well as the difficulty of cleaning the machinery properly. Let's now continue our visit inside the Hall of the Ancient Crafts. At the end of the driveway, when you arrive in front of the shop, go up the stairs that you will find on the left. Please note that this phase of the visit may not always be available if the room is already occupied. Pay attention to the possible chain and, if not accessible, come back later, at the end of the tour.